First today, it's ice hockey, and the Czech team didn't get off to a great start at the championships in Riga. The defending champions managed only a 1-1 draw with host Latvia in their opening game on Friday. The Czechs failed to take advantage of their power plays in that match, a problem rectified in their second game against Slovenia on Sunday. But after leading 4-0, Alois Hadamzic's men were in the end relieved to win 5-4 after the Slovenians fought back. Czech left winger Martin Hrát had this to say after the game.
Já si myslím, že jsme hráli přesilovku celkem dobře celý zápas a myslím si, že v první třetině nám to tam padalo.
I think we played well during our power plays throughout the game. The first period went our way, but after that we had several chances to score that we didn't take advantage of. Then the Slovenians got back into it. We'll have to take their comeback as a lesson.
Prostě si musíme vzít ponaučení.
The Czech Republic secured a place in the quarterfinal with the win. Next, they take on Finland, their first serious opposition. That game will take place on Tuesday evening after the recording of our show. A win over the Finns should ensure easier opponents in the next round. Moving outdoors, former Czech tennis number one Jiří Novák returned after a 6-month break on Sunday. Novák, at one point ranked fifth in the world, was beaten 6-3, 6-4 in the first round of the Rome Masters by Italy's Stefano Gavani. Also on the court, Czech fans had a rare chance on Tuesday to watch the great Martina Navratilova, who was taking part in the doubles at the ECM Prague Open in the city's Štvanice Arena. She has won 56 Grand Slam tournaments in an incredible career and is one of the all-time legends of the game. Navratilova told the media she would be happy if she could motivate others to make their dreams come true.
I'd like to show the joy I get from playing tennis and maybe inspire others to play tennis or do something else entirely or get fit or write the novel they've been thinking about for years and never got around to. I'd like to inspire people to make the most of their lives because I just do what I like. I'm really pleased about that, and I'm lucky that I can do what I want.
She may have left 31 years ago, but Martina Navratilova's Czech doesn't sound too rusty at all. Meanwhile, also outdoors, Czech footballer Jan Koller has managed to catch the end of the season with Borussia Dortmund after a 7-month absence due to injury. But the giant striker, who is out of contract, says he will leave the club in the summer. Tomáš Galásek is in a similar situation and is preparing to quit Ajax Amsterdam. His Czech teammate Zdeněk Grýra, meanwhile, has refused to sign a new contract with Ajax and could move on after the World Cup. And there has been speculation that Milan Baroš has played his last game for Aston Villa. The striker has not been a success at the club and was left off the squad for their last game of the season. I'm Brian Sabin, and that's the sport news.
And now in Talking Point, Linda Mashtali.